But you know, I will tell you, Floyd, it's time for me to take a vacation, because I think yesterday morning I got on the air and I said that everybody would have power before the end of the day. And that was not the case. What we were working on getting restored by the end of yesterday was trying to make sure that all of our nursing homes, hospitals, medical facilities, and as many homes as possible was full. I was concentrating mainly on my nursing and the hospital by the end of the day, and as many homes as possible. So there were so many homes down. We had, what, about 33,000 customers without power overall in the Pine Bluff.
Wow. 33,000, Mayor?
Yes, sir. 33,000. And so right now, about 7 a.m. this morning, there's still approximately 10,948 customers without power.
Okay.
Still in the Pine Bluff area. Today, they'll be working in the Watson Chapel area near West 13th and West 35th Avenues. It's going to be a level of high concentration today. They have 275 line workers and 111 vegetation workers working in Pine Bluff, Sheridan, Redfield, and the Whitehall area. So they're hoping to have most customers safely back with power by 8 p.m. today, which is Thursday, April 16th. Most customers.
Okay. All right. Mayor?
Another update today at around 4:00.
Okay, and I'm sure you'll be in touch with us. Mayor, I want to say, tell you this, and I do it. This is one of the reasons why we love you for your leadership and the way that you have, you've been everywhere. And I tell you, one of the things that I was informing the audience about was the fact that you were so concerned about those people who were in nursing homes and assisted living homes and those people that, you know, elderly people. You were so worried about that. And, Mayor, you have been on the phone, and this is how you're able to give us these updates. You have been on the phone with these utility companies, letting them know that they need to get on it. And I am so happy that you and these utility companies have fostered a relationship, and even you fostered a great relationship with our county judge, Gerald Robinson. Mayor, you've done a wonderful job. If nobody has said it to you, I'm going to say it to you openly and right here on these airwaves.
Thank you, Floyd. Thank you. We're doing the best job we can. We love our community, and we want what's best for every citizen in the Pine Bluff area, and we're here working on their behalf.
And, Mayor, you do it, and you do it with a labor of love, and God bless you. And so you're going to get back to us late on today with another update?
Well, we'll somewhere after 4 o'clock today.
Okay.
Do I do that today or tomorrow?
Whatever you. Hey, you're the mayor. You can boss us around a little bit.
I'll share the information with you and Greg as soon as I get it.
All right. Thank you very much, and God bless you, Mayor. If anything we can do, you let us know.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. All right. So that is the Honorable Mayor Shirley Washington. This is what I was.